Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest this morning on Local Focus, Pat Tukey, Executive Director of Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra, back with us again this morning. Pat, I hope you had a great Memorial weekend.
Had a fun weekend. My grandkids were up for the weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
We stopped by to see you at the booth.
I know you did.
You know, you're so popular, it's hard to get to you.
Listen to you. It wasn't me that was popular. It was those McConnell Farm donuts you brought me. That's what
I'm
was
I'm so
popular.
Glad. And after I brought you those, I got another one and took it home. And I'm not going to tell you how many I ate.
Oh, they're fantastic, aren't they?
Wonderful festival. This weekend.
Well, it was great seeing you guys downtown Hendersonville. Yeah, for Garden Jubilee. It was great fun. And again, I hope you had a great Memorial Day yesterday as well.
Yeah, thank you.
So we are now celebrating the Hendersonville Symphony's 2018-2019 season.
Yes, we are.
Are tickets on sale now?
Tickets. Subscription sales are active now.
Okay.
What we are doing is until June 1st, which is just a couple of days away, we are only accepting ticket orders from our past season subscribers, last season,
okay,
the 2017-18 season, so that those folks have the opportunity to renew their same seats.
Okay.
So everyone out there, if you haven't renewed your subscription for the 2018-19 season and you want your same seats, make sure you call us or go online and do your season subscription renewal on our website, HendersonvilleSymphony.org, by June 1st, which is Thursday.
Which is Friday.
After Friday, we're going to open up season subscriptions to non-season ticket holders.
Okay.
So anyone out there who didn't do a subscription to the Symphony last season after June 1st, please give us a call. This is a season you don't want to miss. We're going to be discovering all kinds of musical wonders. That's kind of the tagline for the season.
Okay, so we're going to do this real quick. I'm going to give the contact info again, then we're going to talk about the season, and we'll give it again afterwards. So it's HendersonvilleSymphony.org,
right?
Or the phone number is
828-697-5884.
5884. Okay.
Right.
So we'll give those specifics here again in just a moment. But now let's talk about this amazing 2018 and 19 season you have planned.
We are really excited. Like I say, we're gonna be focusing on giving everyone an opportunity to discover some new musical wonders with the Hendersonville Symphony.
Okay.
Some things we've never tried before, and we just know are going to be really popular with our communities. We're going to be opening the season on Saturday, September 8th. Of course, all of our concerts are going to be at Blue Ridge Community College in their concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
The first concert, September 8th, is titled Rhythm and Rains. I can't talk this morning. Here we go.
That's all right.
It's Monday, Tuesday.
It's just radio.
Monday, Tuesday. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Rhythm and Rains.
What we're doing is we are doing kind of a commemorative concert for the opening of the season to the World Equestrian Games that are going to be opening the next week at the Tryon and International Equestrian
Yes.
Center.
Yes.
What we thought we'd do at this concert is actually perform music that is all about equestrian horses. I mean, there's so much great music out there that you really maybe don't think about that has to do with horses
in
the world of equestrian. We're going to be performing the Light Cavalry Overture, which is one of those wonderful classical pieces that everybody loves. Flourishes and Gallops, the music from The Magnificent Seven, the great movie, theme from The War Horse, another phenomenal movie. Suite from Lawrence of Arabia. So all this wonderful horse-themed music for our opening concert.
Oh, I love it. That's so great.
Yeah. It's going to really get people, I hope, in the mood.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully some of our neighbors down to the south will want to start their celebration off by coming up and joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
October 20th, our next concert, Saturday, October 20th, will be a commemoration of Leonard Bernstein's 100th anniversary. Mm. Everybody knows and loves Leonard Bernstein for one piece or another. We're going to be joined by Douglas Weeks, who is a phenomenal world-class pianist, a Steinway artist on faculty at Converse College in Spartanburg. He's going to be performing a Brahms piano concerto, but the orchestra is going to be doing Bernstein's symphonic suite from the movie On the Waterfront. This was actually Bernstein's only original film score composed for a movie.
Really?
So a very special occasion here. And then I don't know how many people know this, but Samuel Barber was actually a friend of Leonard Bernstein. So we're going to be performing Samuel Barber's Second as a beautiful work of music.
Yeah.
That's all on October 20th.
And which is only the second concert.
That's the second. All right, you want me to talk faster?
Please, no. I'm just saying that's a lot already for just two concerts.
It's jam packed.
So
it really is. So let me tell you about the holiday concert.
Great.
Saturday, December 8th, two performances on that same day of Holidays at the Movies.
Oh, I love it already.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
We're already getting folks calling in for single tickets for that. We're not quite ready yet. Got to get our subscribers taken care
of.
But the orchestra is going to be performing all kinds of wonderful movie music for the holidays. Wonderful. It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, Home Alone, Holiday Inn, Babes in Toyland, Polar Express, all your movie favorites from your holiday movies. It's going to be so much fun. Our next concert on Saturday, March 16th, Young at Heart. So think back to the very first time you heard a work of symphonic music.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a work of classical music,
mm-hmm.
and you probably heard that music at a pretty early age,
whether
it was a school trip
or
an opportunity to go to the symphony with your parents, whatever.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be replaying some of those favorite childhood memories at our Young at Heart concert on Saturday, March 16th, Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, Tubby the Tuba, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. So all of us who are not students anymore of a young age – we'll have the opportunity to kind of relive those early days where we had the opportunity to learn what a live symphony was all about.
Yes.
And then great opportunity for families to come to this mm-hmm. concert to join in and experience some of these wonderful classics together.
That's exactly what I was thinking, whether it's your children or whether it's your grandchildren or whoever to bring and enjoy together.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, really, absolutely.
It's a special occasion. And the season will end on Saturday, May 18th with a phenomenal cellist that we're bringing in from New York, Julian Schwartz. He's a fairly young cellist, but has really made a name for himself all over the world already mm-hmm. at a young age. It's a real treat for us to bring him to Hendersonville. He's going to be joining the orchestra with some wonderful concerti with the orchestra, variations on a Rococo theme by Tchaikovsky. We're going to be ending the concert with the powerhouse Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. Title of the concert is Strings on Fire.
Yes.
So it's just going to be amazing. So that's the season. Can you tell I'm excited?
Wow. Well, you should
be. I'm trying.
You should be.
Boy, I don't have to try. It's a great season.
I love all these themes. I love all this that you're doing. I love the fact that you're tying in with Bernstein's 100th, with the World Equestrian Games, all of that. And then your holiday concert, it all truly sounds like you continue to just, one-up yourself every season, seems like.
You know, what we're trying to do, really, is continue to appeal and be of importance to our core audience.
Yeah.
We have such a great, loyal audience from season to season. But what we want to do also is open up the world of the live symphony orchestra to a broader world.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like live strings. There's nothing like live music.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the most important ways you can help support your symphony is by buying tickets.
Yes.
All right, and going. And beginning June 1st, you have tickets are available for the public, right?
For season subscriptions.
For new season subscriptions, right?
A season subscription to all five concerts for an adult is $175.
Holy smokes.
What a deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically a $5 discount off of the regular single ticket price.
Okay.
So we're going to give those who are interested in the five concert series season subscription the first opportunity to book those subscriptions. And then probably about July 1st, we're going to be opening up our concerts for single ticket sales.
Okay. So the way to get those tickets, the way to subscribe is go to hendersonvillesymphony.org or call 697-5888. 84.
That's right.
You got something fun coming up at Lake Point Landing, right?
We do. We have such great friends over at our neighborly Lake Point Landing. Lake Point Landing is going to be holding a symphony day on Wednesday, June 6th. I think that's next week, isn't it? Wednesday, June 6th. Yeah.
Yes.
Beginning at 11:30, from 11:30 to 1, Lake Point Landing is going to be offering to anyone who would like to join us a wonderful buffet lunch created by Chef Dan and his staff of soups, salads, and desserts. There is no charge for the lunch, but what we are asking everyone, what Lake Point Landing is asking everyone who comes to the lunch, is simply to make a generous contribution to support the Hendersonville Symphony. So our hats off to our friends at Lake Point Landing.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing this. And I think we did this 2 years ago and had a wonderful turnout by the community.
Of course.
So the food is wonderful. The ambiance is wonderful. And it's certainly for a great cause.
So it's going to be Symphony Day at Lake Point Landing coming up on Wednesday the 6th, right?
Wednesday, June 6th, yeah.
Wednesday, June 6th. Fantastic. So while I've got you here, I said one of the best ways you could support your symphony is by purchasing subscriptions or purchasing tickets and going to see concerts. What are other ways? What are other things we can do as a community to support the symphony?
It's endless. It just keeps going on. We need volunteers. If you're interested in supporting the symphony as a volunteer, we're always looking for members for our working committees. We have very active committees who really support Dorian and myself in getting all the work of the symphony done, from serving as a concert host to working on our marketing committee or our development committee. We'd encourage everyone to keep their eyes open for our special events, our fundraising events. It takes an army and a commitment of this entire community to keep this professional symphony orchestra alive and well. It's quite an investment on behalf of the community, and everyone who has an interest in what we're doing, both with our concerts and with our education and youth programs. We have our youth symphony.
Yeah.
They gave a performance a couple weeks ago. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
They just keep getting better. Our children's choir is simply amazing.
Yeah.
So there's so much that we're doing outside of the concert hall. Just get involved.
And one of the ways you can do that is get more information by going to your website, hendersonvillesymphony.org, or calling 697-5884, right?
We'd be happy to take care of anyone who has a question or would like more information about what we're doing.
Fantastic. And do not forget Symphony Day coming up at Lake Point Landing on Wednesday, June the 6th from 11:30 to 1. You can have lunch and have a great time with friends, and all that's asked is that you make a considerable contribution to the symphony for
that's
that.
It. That's it.
It's just that simple.
Thank you.
Pat Tukey, thank you so much. Obviously, you've been hard at work planning 2018-19 season, and it's going to pay big-time dividends.
Thanks, Mark. It
looks awesome.
This is a project that encompasses our entire board, our music director, Tom Joyner, my other staff member, Doria Neuendorf, who's our operations manager. A lot of us are involved in putting this concept together, and we're very happy and excited about it.
It's going to be fantastic. We have so much to look forward to for the 2018-19 season for our Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra. Get more information at hendersonvillesymphony.org or call 697-5884.